Our presidential election here in the U.S. is scheduled for November 8th, and we can pretty much count on it staying that way. Not the case for voters in the Democratic Republic of Congo. Yesterday, authorities there postponed that country's presidential election. And as we've seen in several other African nations in recent years, that is a spark that can set off chaos and violence. And it did in Congo's capital, Kinshasa. Dozens of people have died. Jeffrey Gettleman is East Africa Bureau Chief for the New York Times. He arrived in Kinshasa yesterday.
The minute I landed, I could tell something was wrong. No cars were allowed to leave the airport. The streets outside were deserted. You could see huge columns of black smoke in the distance, lots of army trucks racing back and forth on these deserted boulevards. And what happened was these riots had exploded in this slum area near the airport, and they paralyzed the city. Nobody could travel through there. Cars were getting stoned. Some cars were getting burned. Police officers were attacked. Banks were looted, shops were burned. I mean, it was a real burst of chaos. And the root of it is this anger about what's happening with the election or the lack of the election. Mm. But it's being exploited by the fact that there's just thousands of idle youth on the streets of Kinshasa, very poor people with a lot of pent-up anger. And this was just the spark.
So what's been going on, Jeffrey? Why did officials delay the elections?
This goes back several years. Congo is one of the biggest countries in sub-Saharan Africa, one of the poorest, and one of the most reliably chaotic. They were supposed to have an election at the end of this year, and they've done zero preparation for it. It looks like the president of Congo, Joseph Kabila, is trying to delay having an election with the possibility that he might not leave office. And the Congo Constitution says that the president should leave office by the end of the year because he has served two elected terms. So what a lot of people here are worried about is that this delay in the election, which has been justified on technical reasons that there needs to be improvements done to the voter lists, the government has to get organized and set up the whole election process, which they haven't done. People are worried that that's just an excuse.
Right. And now there's violence in Kinshasa. Is that still active?
Yeah, it is. There seems to be a dirty war that's shaping up on the streets of the city with supporters and opponents of the president killing each other. There's no real evidence of who's doing this, but in the morning, bodies are found on the street. Houses are destroyed. People are worried that this is going to spread and that the government is losing control over its own forces.
So aside from keeping your eyes on the streets of Kinshasa, Jeffrey, what are you going to be looking out for to see which way this conflict is going next?
It's really hard to read. I've been talking to diplomats because Western governments are trying to pressure Congo into coming up with some type of compromise. I've been talking to opposition leaders. I've been talking to government people who are, you know, relatively close to Kabila. I think it's really uncertain what's going to happen. And the reason why we should care is Congo is one of the biggest countries in Africa. And the last time that it sank into a political crisis in the mid-90s, millions of people died. Several other African countries jumped into the conflict. And it created an instability across a wide part of Africa that then cost billions of dollars and lots of attention to try to calm it down. So we're right now at the beginning phases of another crisis, and that's why there's a lot of concern about what's going to happen in the next coming weeks.
Jeff Gettleman of the New York Times in Kinshasa, good to speak with you again. Thank you.
No problem. Glad to help.